Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. The show where those who are living their purpose are sharing with the world how they came to know what it is, how they came to achieve it, and maybe a suggestion or two of how you can live your purpose. Today, our topic is choosing the right hat, the right face, in any moment as we go through life, various hats that we can wear, and how to know exactly what to do when. Having said that, I'd like to give you a little bit about Purpose Talk Radio. We are located on the web at purposetalkradio.com, U-R-P-C-T-A-L-K-R-A-O. We do, as I said, every Friday, I didn't say that though, every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. on Facebook, and that is at Purpose Talk Radio. The other thing that you can do, though, is participate in the show in a couple of ways. The first is go to the very bottom of the is open. There is a conversation through our conversations as well on Facebook. And if you're not on that, just shoot me a message on the joint, and I will gladly add you to that. Hopefully I catch that during the show here. So we do have a thread that is pinned to the top of that group where you can participate with any conversation, comments, as you might have. And that does stay open and stay pinned until I do the next one the following week. The chat room, of course, does close when the show ends. So if you've got anything that you really want to say, please put it over on Facebook. The other way you can participate in the show is going through Skype. If you are listening to us, press the 1, and on those who are there wanting to talk and join the conversation. And the other way is to call our phone line, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Now, with all of that said, the song at the beginning of the show is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group Trinity. There's on that song. You can find that as well as other songs that they do on their website at trinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. If you want to be part of the show, hey, we are looking for guests. At purposetalkradio.com. I think it's all the fun stuff, or the not so fun stuff, the business stuff we've had to go through. So I would like to invite you to be a part of this discussion, either through the Facebook conversations page or calling in or Skyping, because it gets pretty lonely out here if it's just me talking all the time. On the other hand, that means hopefully that you are getting the information that you need from this show. If you want to listen to it a second time after you hear it live, it's through the same link, and it's available about 10 minutes. our topic for the day, choosing the right hair at the right moment. We all live day to day in a very hurried world these days. And I have been trying to prioritize my own life as I move from the school season into what's supposed to be summer break and fun and all of that. And I look at what are my priorities and what do I want to share with the world? How do I want to appear? You know, every day I am a student, an aunt, a teacher to some, an office worker, and on and on and on. I show up happy face, strong face, mad, angry, glad, sad, frustrated. All of that can be all rolled into one package. This week I went through some huge, huge roller coaster rides, emotionally and personally, and had to figure out what, for me, I would allow the rest of the world to see. What part of me was I allowing myself to even be versus what did I want to hide? So it made me sit down for a little bit and say, okay, you're going through these situations. What part of you do you want? You know, a lot of people know that I call myself a positivity promoter, in that I try to find something positive that happens in every situation. I encourage my friends, family, everybody I encounter to turn things around or find something good in everything, even when it's not looking like it's so good. And so, having said that, I had a couple of friends this week that had reminded me of that. You know, just because I do it in my life with others doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to remember to do it with myself all the time. And this week was a prime example. I try to do centering of energy. I do prayer. I try to do at least supplements of prayer and meditation a day, if not longer. All of that's a part of my life. And when I forget to do it, guess what? I fall apart. When I don't ask for the guidance I need, and before I make decisions, I don't always make the best ones. That's for me. If it works for you, I encourage you to do the same things. Well, this week, even with some of that, and the way that I missed it, both things caused me on this emotional roller coaster. Within 24 hours, my life flipped one way and then flipped back the other way and then flipped again. You know, and I don't need to go into details because that's not the important part. It was, for me, who did I want to show my classmates I was? And you know what? I wanted the angry person to show up. The person who said, you know, this looks like it's a failing situation, and dang it, I will not accept that. That's not an option. And I don't care how late it is. It's just not an option. I'm going to do something else and find some other way out and around it. I laugh because this week in our interpreting class, we did this story, going on a bear hunt. And we did it at the beginning of the semester. And we did it at the end of the semester now. And as I thought about the obstacles in the child's story, this particular story, they went through grass and a snowstorm and a river and the forest. And what else? I think there was one more. And got to the cave. And I looked at how those things can be a metaphor. The things I encounter in my life as an adult. The funny part is I thought about it, but I didn't really think about it until I'm speaking about it now. You know, the grass is those things that just string stuff that just flaps in front of your face, and it doesn't really obstruct you per se, but you got to push it out of the way a little bit. The forest, the dark forest, are the things that are more challenging, the darkness that seems to come before you. And how do you go over and around that without stumbling in it? And as the kid's story says, you can't go over it, you can't go under it, you just got to go through it. You got to go through it to come out on the other side. And all of the darknesses, all of those grassy things that are in your life, you got to go through. There's the swimming, the water, the river, as they called it. And you have to swim and splash your way through it. And you get a little bit wet. And, you know, and paddling through and just trying to stay afloat. And as they say, keep your head above water. And sometimes that's the case. You just are out there just to put your head above water. And now the snowstorm, the pelting, frozen rain. There are people in your lives, in our lives, in my life, who will try to freeze you out. And there's people you will want to freeze out. And what do you do with that? How do you face that? And then, of course, there is the cave, the dark unknown of what's at the end that really is a dead end once you get in it. And there, in the cave, is where the storyteller finds the bear, which is what was asked for way back when. We're going on a bear hunt. I'm not afraid. I'm going for the big one. Well, then when that bear shows up right in front of you, right in front of me, there's the wet nose and the shiny eyes and the fluffy big ears. And it's everything that I would have pictured. It's everything that I sought out to do. But is it really? In the story, the storyteller starts with going on the bear hunt, finds the bear, and then realizes, oh no, I am getting the heck out of here. I am running as fast as I possibly can to get away from what I had asked for. And I have to go back through all those same situations. Maybe a little more quickly. Maybe backwards. Maybe without turning around and looking in the mirror. But go back through those or similar situations to the safety of home, to the familiar. And that was an interesting parallel for me. So, there are often times when I'm a seeker and I'm a teacher. I'm the student or I'm the investigator. I'm the child, and sometimes with very childlike thoughts and feelings. And sometimes I'm the adult. Other parts of my life, I'm an aunt, a radio host, a writer, a graphic artist, a musician, a prayer chaplain, a sister, a friend, a sign language interpreting student, and future interpreter. And all these are part of. And I have various circles of friends. You know, I'm going to be 50 on the 10th of June. And I kind of laugh about it because on my 40th birthday, I had 40 friends who helped me celebrate my birthday. And I look at those groups of friends, and I had various ones. I had my sign group. I had my friends from church. I had fellow musicians. I had a couple of family members. I had my business and performance group. I had a second church that I was part of, and all these people came together in my parents' backyard, and we celebrated birthday. I've thought about the list of those things, and how many of them are still part of my life, and to what degree, as I'm setting up this 50th. And on the one hand, it's amazing how many are still there. On the other hand, it's amazing how many are not. many of them have drifted away? How many of them have we emotionally separated, or physically or spiritually separated from each other? And sometimes I wonder why, and yet know that Spirit's in charge of my life, and I'll have replaced those. I've gotten some stronger bonds with some of the people that have been that were there then, and like some have drifted away. People have drifted in that I would never have imagined would be a part of my life. And they've all seen a different aspect of me. At the 40th party, that was exactly it. Some had known me as this very serious person. Some had known me as this sarcastic person. Some had known me as a person who couldn't stay serious for very long and had to throw a joke out. Others only knew me as a serious person. And I had to wear different hats for that. And I've come up to the 50th birthday with the same thing. And the one hat, I have to decide whether I will wear that day. It's the red hat. As they say, the red hat and purple dress, a sign of maturity. Kind of for some older age. I got my ARP card in the mail a couple months ago, and I decided I'm not going to fill this thing out. Not yet. I don't care what kind of discounts I get. Not yet. Oh, I'm up. It's got to wait. And yet I'm excited to be celebrating my turn of half a century because it celebrates already having lived 50 years on this planet, on this earth. And I look back at what I've created. And I think it's going to be interesting if I have the time. I want to try to put together some kind of picture board or some kind of board of where my life has come over those 50 years and the various people and the various hats I've worn and what faith I show them. It's part of why this show came up today. You know, there are times. So how do we choose those? How do we choose what we show the rest of the world? Think the best way is to just breathe. Take a moment, breathe. Before we make decisions. And to the centering and the grounding and the work that we've taught ourselves to do through the various life journeys. If usually we can find ourselves getting very, very clear pictures of who we are and what we want to be. And what we want to show to those people at that time. If, however, we don't stop long enough, what we will find is that we show up as somebody we don't want to be. For instance, if I don't stop long enough to breathe, I may show up a very angry person in a situation where I don't want to be an angry person. I may show some a future employer a side of me that, man, that would have been a good idea situation. You just never really know who you're going to run into, who are a part of your lives, and what impact you will have on them for the future, and what impact they will have on you for the future. So, you know, showing up your best face is great. On the other hand, there are times when I darn well want to show up with the anger, the frustration, the things that aren't going to make me quite that lovable. Because well, I won't say that I'm all human. That can have those bad days. So if you want to participate in this, please do so. Give a call at 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. If you're catching this as the archives, please go over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and take the time to check us out over there and put your comments in. And if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the chat room or over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations in the thread there as well. On the topic for today, if there's anyone who wants to say anything, I'll hang out here a couple of minutes. Otherwise, I would like to give you affirmation, because that's just one of the things that I always think has to be part of this show, to leave you with something, some way to create what you need. And I would like to have it to be, I am showing the appropriate, now the best face and brain. Situation. So I'm doing my affirmations. I try to, you know, say them three times. Try to say them every day and get that intuitive inside magic going to where when something's going on, I don't even have to think about it. It pops into my head and reminds me of what I should be doing and why. So, folks, I'm going to give you a very, very short show today. And tell you that next week, you know, again, we do air on Friday, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can simply by sending me an email, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. C-I-N-D-Y at our website, purposetalkradio.com. You can always catch me on Facebook on my personal site profile. It's Cindy Freeman, or at the Purpose Talk Radio page, or at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, where, again, all of our comments stay up there for the week. A thread for the show is pinned to the top until the next thing shows up that I think should be pinned to the top. You can share your purpose. If you are someone who has products or services you'd like to share with our group, please let me know. Let's get a hold of the marketing package and let you be a part of that as well. So quite simply this week, I wish you all to go out. If you are a mother, I wish you the very best Mother's Day. Those of you who are able to share with your mothers, I hope that you find the relationship that you need. You know, I'm sorry, there was one more piece I did want to add in here. For me with my mom, you know, we grew up with a little bit of a strained relationship. Okay, a very strained relationship. I'll admit that. And yet, you know, as the years have gone on, I have been able to find ways to interact with her. Sometimes, you know, that hat of struggling student has to get buried because I don't want her to know. The successful student, sometimes I don't even want to let her know. I just want to go coasting through and just being me, whatever that is, and her kid. And, you know, sometimes I want her to give me a suggestion. Sometimes I don't want to be her kid, and I don't want any of her suggestions. And, you know, and yet Mother's Day is a special time. I am very grateful that my parents, both of them, are still alive, and that I've been able to build a much better relationship than when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, we argued a lot. A lot. And there are still times. You know, and it's got a lot to do with our personalities and how they don't mesh. And at the same time, in the areas where we are so much alike, they clash as well. So it's kind of funny. You know, I can talk to my dad about a lot of stuff, and then there's other times where if I have an opinion, well, it really depends. So what hat, what face do I show up even to my parents? How about you? How do you show up to your family? Is it different from how you show up to your friends and your coworkers? I'm sure it is. Again, taking the breath before going in the situation. And maybe this is as much for me as it is for you. You know, Sunday before that Mother's Day gathering, take a breath. Time to ground myself. Take time to pray for the best outcome of the day. Before I get in the car, just breathe through it. And say, I am who I am. And that's who I'm going to be. And I can just hope that the world can accept me as who I am. So having said that, folks, I'm going to wish you all soul blessings as we end with the song, I Am Who I Am, by True Trinity, T-R-U-E-T-R-I-N-I-T-Y. Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself are the writers on that. And remember, you are who you are, and how you show up in the world is your choice. The hat, the face, the emotions, everything is your choice. Congratulations on being who you are and to listening to this show and living your purpose. Soul blessings.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.